Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility, where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up, because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
On. Welcome to part two of the Fight Mixer. We are here with undefeated EKFC fighter, 12-6 MMA fighter. What's going on, you badass?
Oh man, I've got been training. Come home, did another interview.
Starting. Yeah, I seen that. You double booked us for Chris. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, I did one with Christopher James. Yeah, man, I'm not good at this stuff. I'm just good at fighting. They started, like, people were contacting me about set times and stuff. I'm like, yeah, okay, I can do that. And then James is like, or Vince is like, no, right. You're supposed to do this at that time. I'm like, bro. So now I just send them.
It's all good. I'll move him.
I got to talk to Vince. Sorry.
I was like, I'll move him to 9:30. It's fine. And Chris is a good nice. Good. Chris is a really good interviewer too. So,
oh, nice, good deal.
So you better step your game up. Is what he said.
Next fight coming up.
Yeah,
exactly. With Chris Lieber.
Oh man, yeah, right.
So your next fight coming up is with me. It's cool. We got.
Hey man, I'm fun too.
Help, Quentin. Quentin's a good interviewer. He popped my cherry.
Fuck yeah.
That's right. I did. I was a general.
So your next fight is against an MMA legend. Obviously, we just got off the line with Chris Lieben. You know, you're coming off two incredible wins, back-to-back first-round knockouts, and, you know, finishing those fights, and now you're going to be fighting a guy who's notorious for entertaining fights. You say you're going to give him a glorious death. Tell me what you think about Chris Lieben and what are your thoughts heading into this bout.
Man, it's an honor to get to fight him. You know, everybody's kept up with him since, you know, the Ultimate Fighter. You know, he's a very well-known fighter, and he's a guy that comes to fight, and that's why he's well-known. You got to respect somebody like that, no matter, you know, the record is or what they've done. That dude comes to fight every time. You know, I just wish, you know, kind of the format that Bare Knuckle has would have been a little more prevalent when he was in, when it was more about, you know, how entertaining you are, you know, instead of just about, you know, who you got wins over type of deal. Cause you know, that dude was seriously underpaid as far as entertainer goes.
Brilliant. Definitely underpaid. Definitely, for what he did, what he contributed to, you know, mixed martial arts. And we were just talking to him about this. I mean, I grew up watching him, the Ultimate Fighter 1, you know, and back old school cage trading with Gladiator Challenge. And of course with WC, like he just like Gabe helped build this sport to what it is today. And definitely, you know, he helped build the UFC. Now he's come to, he's come to BKFC. He's come to Bare Knuckle. And you get to be his last fight. I mean, this is a legend. Did you ever think in your MMA career that you would be the last fight, the last dance for such a prominent figure in mixed martial arts?
I didn't expect Chris Lieben of all people, really. I always kept up with him. And then you don't ever want to fight the guys that you like, you know. So, That was kind of the deal. But, you know, to be honest with you, I never really expected a whole lot from it. You know, when I was younger and I first started off, and I had wild dreams, you know, all these other things. And then it finally, when I realized it was so easy to do that, I learned that they're off just trying to enjoy myself and, you know, make the most of what I was doing instead of trying to kill myself and make it a job. You know, so, I mean, as far as, you know, I never thought I was going to be a bare knuckle boxer. Like, I didn't think that was going to be a thing. Like, I totally could see, like, you'd have told me that 10 years ago, I'd be like, oh yeah, I'd totally do that shit. But I didn't know that it was going to be legal, you know, and getting to fight, you know, Chris Leben, and then people talk about me fighting Hector Lombard. You know, Hector Lombard was the very first professional, the first professional show I ever went and watched. Before he came to Monroe, he fought main event, and he starts this thing in like negative seconds or something. It was like, I don't know, as soon as they come out, he dropped the dude, fought main event. But that was the first pro fight I ever watched, you know, and now I'm like ranked right behind him. I was 20. I was back, yeah, I was still here back then.
Now, what happened with that fight?
What's that with the fight?
The Hector, I saw that. I looked at your Instagram. You were slated to fight Hector Lombard, but that fight didn't happen. Or what was the deal with that?
No. It was never like slated or anything. It was just like when the rankings came out, he was number one and I was number two. So there was like talk about it or whatever. Like there was never like, you know, anything like signed or offered. I never heard anything speculated. The only thing I heard when we talked to Bare Knuckle was Chris Leben. And we're like, all right, so, you know, that's just what we went with. We're not really trying to pick and choose two people, you know, and to get in the fight, Chris, is a big deal. You know? Just the level that he's at, I guess the respect he has in the sport, you know, as you get to fight guys like that, you get a little piece of that, you know, especially if you go out there and you beat them. So, you know, it's a big deal. It's not like a stepping stone, but I call it piggyback. You know, if I can take out a guy like that, then that makes me legitimate. And, you know, that's this opportunity I've been looking for.
And you know, with this fight, you know, you beat Chris Leben, you beat someone in his last fight, his last dance, you know, your stock rises that much higher. You know, Chris Leben is a very interesting cat. You know, his entire career, he's been able to withstand damage, withstand any type of things that are thrown at him. You can hit him with a fucking kitchen sink and he's going to come back swinging. You know, he knows how to bring people into dark waters. And obviously in your last two performances, you fucking, you know, dollywop both of them. Like, what's your strategy going in this fight? How do you plan to proceed with a guy who knows how to, you know, take shots, knows how to give them out? Like, what's your strategy?
Continue to take shots and go into deep water when people aren't accurate. You know what I mean? He has done that with a lot of people, but he didn't do that with Anderson Silva. You know, but there's a difference in somebody that brawls, and there's a difference in somebody who throws accurate punches and throws punches that count. I'm not in there to brawl, and I'm not in there to break my hands. I'm there to break his chin with my fist. And it don't matter how tough you are, if I hit you in the chin with my left or my right hand, you go unconscious. There's no doubt about that in my mind. If you don't go out when I hit you, because I didn't hit you right. And that's the difference in me and a lot of these guys. They think every punch is the same, and it's not. And, you know, I'm just looking at that one. And everybody's got the one. And, you know, when he fought Anderson Till, he found it. You know, it's there. And but you know, Chris's biggest advantage, I think, in a lot of his stuff, yeah, he's a super tough guy. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything. You can't argue that. He's a very tough guy, but there's a certain way you have to fight a guy like that. You know, you're not going to break his head. You're not going to hit him hard in the head to stop him. You know, you gotta pick different things out. You can't try and brawl with a brawler. You know, that's what he's known for, and that's why he's famous, and that's why he's beat a lot of people. Because, you know, even me, for example, my fight with Bubba, you know, it was basically a brawl, but that, you know, that was back, you know, when I wasn't really polished. I think I'm notice, but you know, there's a way to fight everybody, you know, and I think I'm a type of fighter that he hadn't seen before, and you know, I think we can make it happen for sure. I mean, I'd be wrong if I didn't think I could beat him, you know. it's no disrespect, it's just common.
Well, go ahead, sorry, okay. You're saying that you're polished, what have you done to fix your skill set to change it up? Is it a new trainer? Is it new sparring partners? Is it more just work? What's the thing that has made you more polished than you were before?
Dedication, I guess. Motivation.
You weren't dedicated before?
You know, well, I always have been, had so many irons in the fire one time my whole life trying to keep up. You know, I had my first kid when I was 20, You know, you hear all these stories about these guys, these sob stories. And they're like, oh, man, that guy lived in the gym, you know, because he could pay rent and all he did was train. But that dude was lucky. You know what I mean? That dude had zero responsibilities to try and become a fighter, and all he got to do was fight all day. You know, that's what you dream to do if you're a fighter. You know, I had a kid when I was 20. My daughter to death, never regret it, nothing like that. But the path I took, I had way more responsibilities that were bigger than myself at a very young age. And trying to juggle those as a grown up, you know, and still fight at the same level that I was doing, you know, I was getting by, but I was only getting by because I was talented. I wasn't getting by because I was working hard. And, you know, eventually that kind of catches up with you. And I still think there were some fights that I had lost, and I was getting by the way I was doing it, but there was so much more I could have done to do it right. And, you know, when the Bubba came up with the barrel fight, I had retired at that point. I wasn't even fighting anymore. They just offered it to me, and I was like, hell yeah, let me, I'm not going to say that I turned down a bare knuckle fight and didn't do it. Like, I'm going to do this. And, you know, so I went through that. And after I had that fight, and the little got going, and we had the corner and all that, everything shut down. I mean, I didn't have anything else. That's kind of what, you know, I mean, I have my family on that, like, they're constant, but, you know, I left the fire department to start on some businesses that I had opened up so that in my jumps that I owned, so I could have more time to train and more time with my family. And, you know, I went from just everything going 90 to nothing, all my gyms making money, all my shops doing good, to, you know, just overnight gone pretty much when they came out with all these stipulations and everything. And it still hasn't recovered, you know, but all I had left was fighting. And before, I used to just make time for fighting in my life, and now I make time around fighting type of deal. So, you know, I got a good schedule that I've been on for the longest. You know, I finally decided, you know, we're going to do this bare knuckle thing, you know, because I had some ups and downs trying to get contact and see what was going in. I just didn't feel like it was worth it. But we finally got some contact, got serious about it. And, you know, you don't get this opportunity very often. And, you know, I've had other opportunities in my career that I've, like, you know, passed me by for whatever reason. And I feel like, you know, even if I'd been chosen for those opportunities, would I have been ready for it, you know, at the time? So, you know, that's how I am. And, you know, now these opportunities are coming around. I don't have to worry about it. I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing.
So I got a question from Vince Anderson. Big shout out to Vince Anderson. Ask what was the what his last opponent gave him at the weigh-ins, because nobody has talked about that.
Oh yeah, he gave me some coins. There were $2 pieces, and they he said these are for the boatman.
Wait, what?
Like, for the boat.
The boatman.
For me across the river of Styx, you know, like in Greek mythology and stuff. I was like, damn, okay. He talked to me like that. Right.
You're supposed to like put them on your eyes, right?
And what's funny is that he thought that I was done. So, like, you know, he thought that I wouldn't get it, but I did. And I'm like, okay, bitch. Okay. And as soon as they took them, I took them from him. I'm like, I'm gonna cash these bitches tomorrow. I promise you. And like, so I kept them in my sock and threw them back in after I knocked him out.
How long did that fight last for, by the way? So after he gave you the 2 coins and then you guys fought, it lasted for like what, 1 minute and 50 seconds? Just around there?
Oh, it was 25 seconds.
Oh, 25 seconds. Okay. Never mind. All right. Fair enough.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was 25 seconds, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So after this, what's your game plan? Like, after you play Chris Lieben, win or lose, like, who do you want to fight next? Do you want to go for a belt? Do you want to, you know, maybe take some time off? What's the game plan?
Man, I'm not one of the people that plan ahead past a certain point. I get too disorganized. I try and plan too far ahead. You know, my wife's like, "What are we doing Saturday?" I'm like, I don't know. It's not Friday yet. I don't plan for Saturday. It's Friday. So, you know, kind of one of those people. Win or lose, you know, hopefully post fight, It depends on how, if I got any injuries or whatever, have to heal. I mean, but I'm ready to get back training, you know, immediately. It's just what I do now. It's part of my routine. It's harder for me not to train, to just keep training. So, I mean, I'll be ready if they call or they want something to go down. I mean, as far as the standings go, I don't really like to get, you know, I mean, I am number two, heck, number one. I mean, if I beat Chris, then that would make me 3-0, and he's 2-0. So that would make me number one, maybe. I don't know. Do I care?
Wouldn't you have to fight? Wouldn't you have to fight Hector for that spot?
What's that?
Wouldn't you have to fight Hector for the number one spot since he's already seated there?
I don't know how that works. I don't know shit. I'm just speculating.
I mean, is that the fight you want? That should be the fight you want, right? You should want to fight Hector, right?
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, I was totally.
He's number one guy. That's like that. That's, I mean, when you're number two, the only way to get number one is to beat number one's ass.
Right, but to see if I fight number one, it's for the belt. It's not for the number one spot.
So who's the champion in the division?
There isn't one. That's what I'm saying. Oh. So if it's better, then it needs to be for a belt. Because I mean, technically he's the champion, but I mean, there's not one, you know, just because it's vacant type of deal, but. You know, I think that they're trying to let the division build up a little more because I don't think there's really that many guys in the 205 division. I've heard that there's some type of they have to have so many sanctioned bouts in each weight class before they can have, like, a title or something, and unless they have a tournament, maybe. Don't quote me on any of this because I'm probably wrong, but yeah. Yeah, that's why I don't really like to get into it. I mean, there's so few of us that have had so many fights. You know, there's only like two or three fights that we've had, so it's hard to really say who's better than who without us.
So, Hero, I got to drop an idea on you.
But first, he's going to completely buffer out.
Okay, so once you fight him, you become a man. Just by, like,
all right,
all right, yeah.
Oh, and he's gone.
Was I cutting out?
All right. Oh, shit. Richard saw me, bro.
That was straight ninja. You're completely cutting out, baby. You did David. You did ninja. Here's shit, Dave. Idea, okay?
So what we got to do is, after you fight Chris Lieben, we call up Jake Paul, and you smack the shit out of him. What do you think?
You mean with a twist of teeth?
A bunch of people tagged me about fighting Jake Paul. I would do that. I bet it would make so much money fighting him. That would be, and it
you
would
want
be,
to fuck him
you
up.
Know, he's talking about fighting like pro fighters, you know, but pro fighters are hurt him. It's a big difference.
You would fucking dolly whop the shit out of him. You would literally fucking give him Vietnam flashbacks. That like, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, man, because being a fighter, Dave, you fought, right? You know about all this. Like, people, there are human beings out there that will look at you as number two fighter in the world and just go, I'd probably take him. You know, guys sitting on their couch are sitting there saying that. You know, nobody's looking at LeBron James thinking they could dunk on him or take him in one-on-one. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, there's all these type of deals. It's just crazy to me, man.
I could not beat LeBron James 1-on-1, but I'd beat his ass.
It will be because you're a fighter. So, I mean, that's my point. You know what I'm saying? Like, but there's people sitting on the couch eating potato chips and think they can beat you up. You know, I'm like, why? Why? Like, I don't even want to beat you. I will. They just don't realize that there's a bigger difference. And, you know, the guys like Jake Paul, it's entertaining and all, but, you know, he's making other people think that there's not levels to this. And they're like, and, you know, Jake Paul is way too young to even be anywhere near that level, or way too old when he started. You know, there's, you know, you gotta be doing this your whole life to be on that level. I mean, Floyd Mayweather probably comes out of the womb with his fucking hands wrapped. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the reason he's one of the greatest in the world, is because he's been since birth. You don't just hop on after being a YouTube star and pay for some couple of sponsors and trainers, and now you're gonna go beat up Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, my personal opinion is, you know, I better call the IRS because Jake Paul's ass is like 2 years overdue. Like, somebody's got to hand him his ass. Somebody's got to deliver him an ass whooping. Why not come over to BKFC? If you want to be a fighter, you got to live that fighter lifestyle. Yeah. Like, come on. Hero versus Jake Paul. It's a perfect fucking fight.
He'd be like, who the fuck is that guy?
The thing is, Jake Paul will not fight real fighters. He's making plenty of money fighting basketball players and people that are YouTube stars. Like, he has no. He will talk. He will talk because that's what you do when you're a YouTube sensation. But he's not going to fight anybody.
I think people take that guy too seriously because, I mean, he's been killing. He's making so much money. And we're here talking about him on a legitimate fight show right now. And he's like, so who's really the claim? You know, we're making him right now.
He has a multi-million dollar house in Calabasas. His house in Calabasas is ridiculous.
I don't think that dude's hustle. I'm trying to, better yet, instead of fighting Jake Paul, y'all get him to pay me to come out there far with him. How about that? He can pay me to train him for his next fight. Y'all get that out there. I'll jump on that other side of that, you know. I don't hate, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know, it's not his fault he's making crazy money being a clown and enjoying himself.
Exactly.
I'll come hang out.
You should. So we're going to let you go. Any last words, anything you want to say? Obviously, coming up BKFC February 5th, fighting Chris Lieben. Any last words? Where can we find you? Shout out to sponsors. I leave the floor to you, my friend.
Quentin the Hero Henry on Facebook. That's my fan page. I've got I got ADD, so I got to read these things when you come up, bro. Y'all can't be doing that to me. Quentin is a pro. Sure, you're right, Eric. Jake Paul will take out from here. That's right, he would. So, all right, so I'm over there. So, my sponsors, let me do that first before I mess it up. Traxler Chiropractic, PRP Speed Shop. They pick my truck up. You know, all that, but they're also sponsoring me for the show here in the West Monroe, and then Armed Forces Roofing Construction, and my wife and all that. And then, but what was I saying before I got interrupted about the show?
You're talking about sponsors. Sponsors.
Right. So here is where I'm at on Instagram. My Twitter's only got like 500 people, so y'all ain't worried about that. Hero Henry too. I'm on Snapchat, Hero Henry. You know, I'm pretty interactive with my fans for the most part. I mean, as far as anything I want out there, it's, I'm a normal dude. I've always been a normal guy. And this has all kind of been surreal for the most part. And it's fun. I'm enjoying it. And then I'm just appreciating the ride as I go. You know what I mean? Like, I train because I want to feel better. I train for myself. I train for mental health and just to be physical in general. You know, I just eat because I can. And, you know, to be in my shape and the prime that I am, I compete to test myself and see where I'm at. So, I was telling a guy earlier today, I've already been blessed plenty of times as far as, when it comes to fighting in MMA and martial arts and what it's brought to life just in general. So getting to fight Chris Lieben or, whether he starches me or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, this is all just icing on the cake to me, man. You know, I got nothing to lose. So I'm just enjoying the ride.
Fuck yeah, man. I can't wait to interview you, too. I'm going to be Matt's roommate, so literally for a weekend. So I can't wait for you to be my first interview when I come down. So
nice.
Appreciate your time. Looking forward to the fight. You are the man, Mr. Hero. Thank you very much for coming on the show, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks, brother. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good feel, my man. Thanks, man.
All right. Fuck yeah, man. Two great interviews. Really good. Gabe, final thoughts?
I'm interested in that fight. I'm not really a fight enthusiast. but I mean, look, I'll be honest. I haven't seen Quentin Henry fight at all. It sounds like he's got heavy hands. I mean, if he's getting, 20 second knockouts, I know, that it'll be a good fight and, I'm interested in it. Yeah.
I'm just glad that I didn't have to send the Tapology over to you for Chris Lieben. So
I looked him up on SureDog.
So. Oh yeah.
It was so fucking awesome talking to like Chris Lieben. Like, oh my God, I can fucking go on for days and days about Chris Lieben, but like the same thing about you, Gabe, but you guys helped build the sport. So obviously you guys are fucking the legends of the game, but having Chris Lieben on, getting to watch his last fight with a great opponent, Quinn Henry, who's a star on the rise. Fucking awesome show. I can't wait to watch BKFC. February 5th, remember to download the BKFC app. Only $5, you cheap bastards. Don't legally stream it, or I'm coming for you. Anywho, so
and let's download the Fight Mixer app while you're in there looking for the BKFC app. Come on now.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's absolutely free. No subscription. You get all this content. I got more podcasts coming.
Exactly.
So, David, come on now.
I actually agree with what he says for once.
David's coming out February. Quentin's coming out to my house February. Gabe, I'd love to have you come out to Florida.
I would love to come to Florida. I have to have a long, long talk with the wife on that one. And I'm not sure if I'm going to make it up for the February, but I'll definitely be out there at some point.
Is the gym back up and running, by the way? Your jiu-jitsu school, right? Everything back up and running, good to go?
Kaiju MMA and fitness is not open.
Don't call them.
I was trying to plug your gym, Gabe.
I appreciate that. No, it's, we're back. We're a speakeasy at this point.
Sometimes you have barbecue.
We're a speakeasy. That's what we are.
The family has barbecues there once in a while.
Exactly. Well, it's more of a religious thing at this point. Ah. And we have communion where we try to kill each other. It's very therapeutic and very, very spiritual.
If you need some throat hugs, talk to this guy.
Every day.
Absolutely.
You meet your maker. Amen.
Yes. Former WBC champion, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, one of the bad motherfuckers, Mr. Gabe. Definitely come out to his gym. Talk to him. Message him on the low because the gym's not open. Definitely talk to Mr. Gabe over here. So, boys and girls, all my hoes in different area codes. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the edition of the Fight Mixer for Thursday. We'll see you next week. Signing off, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for tonight. Have a good one. Peace.
Perfect.